We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, Dizambi.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday.
As we all just scrolling.
The weekend is here.
Set up shop.
That's right. The weekend is here. Hopefully you had a great day yesterday. Yesterday was what? National's
Best Friend Day
or something like that? Yes.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah, let me shout out my wife right now, because last night I fell asleep. You know when you fall asleep, I fell asleep with all my clothes on. My wife got me naked, put me in the bed.
Oh.
She tucked me in like I was a little 8-year-old boy.
Baby.
It felt good, though. I ain't gonna lie. I woke up and during it, I was like, if I ever get old and you have to wake my ass, I'll be glad it's you.
Y'all gonna be old together.
I know, but
y'all
I'm just saying.
Did she burp you?
No, she didn't burp me.
That's why you gotta work hard enough to have somebody be able to afford to have somebody wipe both of y'all asses.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Well, I had a long day yesterday.
Anybody wipe your ass?
Nope.
Okay.
I went to Wagner Houses Farm. It's a farm that they have in Harlem.
What kind of farm?
Where they grow like their own
weed?
No. What is wrong with you?
What kind of farm?
Just produce. They have lettuce, they have garlic, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they listen to the show all the time, everybody that works there. So they wanted to shout us out. And then my goddaughter is in town.
Mm-hmm.
She's in 11th grade. She flew in from Seattle.
Okay.
So she came straight here. So I had her running around with me. She was like, you do a lot of things in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Because after that, I had to do my podcast for lip service, which is going up today.
You took about a podcast?
Yeah, she came.
In the room?
There. No.
Oh.
But she was in the studio.
Okay.
In another room.
Okay.
Because it was some interesting discussions. And then after that, we went to a party for New Balance. And then after that, we went to SZA's album release party.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I had to host a party.
You didn't take her to the party you was hosting?
I actually took her everywhere except that. And she really wanted to come, but she doesn't have a fake ID.
At 11, I would hope not.
No, she's in 11th grade.
Oh, 11th grade. I thought you said 11th. Oh, 11-year-old. Now, Charlamagne, I seen you was peddling books in the city last night.
Yeah, I had one of those days yesterday. I had a book signing, but I did, thanks to the good people who have purchased the book, I've been on the New York Times bestsellers list for 7 weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for that. Call me Hardcover Charlotte.
Hardcover Charlotte.
So, you know, my man Gary Vaynerchuk, he hit me up and he was like, yo, we should do an impromptu pop-up shop in the middle of the city, but we just give away everything. And he was like, I got mad merchandise. You bring books, and we just send out a tweet and flood Washington Square Park. So that's what we did. We sent out a tweet around, 8:30, 8:45? Got there like 9:30, and it was just flooded with people. So salute to everybody who came out last night to Washington Square Park. Just gave away a whole bunch of books, shook some hands, you know.
That's dope.
I would say kiss some babies, but no babies were out there. I don't know why always say that saying, shook hands, kiss babies, and no babies were involved in that last night, but... Yeah, thank you. That's the least I could do. I've been on the New York Times bestsellers for 7 weeks in a row.
There you go. Congratulations.
Right? Yeah, pay it forward.
All right, now Irv Gotti will be joining
us. One of my favorite people to talk to in the whole world. I was actually with Irv Gotti last night, too, because he had a screening for his BET show, Tales.
Did you go?
I moderated it.
Okay, was it? So you got to see the first episode?
I actually watched Tales twice yesterday.
Really?
Because I had it in my inbox already to watch, so I watched it before I got there, and then I watched it again when I got there. Tales is really, really good. I'm not exaggerating this at all.
Really?
It's either going to really piss some people off the first episode or really wake some people up. One of the two.
Okay, so we'll talk to Irv Gotti coming up, and we have front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
Of course, we're talking about James Comey, former FBI director, and his... I guess, what do you call it, his hearing that he had yesterday?
Okay. All right, we'll get into all that when we come back right now. Here's Gucci Mane, Drake, it's both. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday. Let's get in some front page news. Now, the NBA Finals tonight. The Warriors play the Cavs at 9 p.m.
This could be it, right?
It could be it. Warriors lead the series 3-0.
Will they just put the Cavs out there in misery tonight? Or will LeBron James and company be able to pull off at least one pity game?
They got
to
win one. You know, if the Warriors win tonight, the franchise actually loses $22 million.
There's a lot of advertising,
the tickets sold.
Well, that's the NBA's fault for letting teams have a monopoly on all the superstar players. That's the NBA's fault. That's why this series isn't going to end up going 7 games. And for all the Cleveland Cavaliers fans out there who love LeBron James so much and think that LeBron James is going to come back and win the series like he did last year, that's not happening, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's not happening.
It's not looking
good. That's not the way this works.
Now, let's talk about Comey's testimony yesterday.
Yes, former FBI Director James Comey came to the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he was talking about a lot of things that happened. You know, President Donald Trump had fired him, and he talked for about 3 hours, answered a whole lot of questions. He talked about Russian collusion. What was going on with Russia? Did they hack the election? Here's what he said.
There should be no fuzz on this whatsoever. The Russians interfered in our election during the 2016 cycle. They did it with purpose. They did it with sophistication. They did it with overwhelming technical efforts. And it was an active measures campaign driven from the top of that government. There is no fuzz on that. That happened. That's about as unfake as you can possibly get and is very, very serious, which is why it's so refreshing to see a bipartisan focus on that, because this is about America, not about any particular party.
Mm.
All right, James Comey also called Donald Trump a liar quite a number of times, and he said he never trusted him. Check it out.
What was it about that meeting that led you to determine that you needed to start putting down a written record?
First, I was alone with the president of the United States, or the president-elect, soon to be president. The subject matter, I was talking about matters that touch on the FBI's core responsibility and that relate to the president-elect personally. And then the nature of the person. I was honestly concerned that he might lie about the nature of our meeting, and so I thought it really important to document. That combination of things I'd never experienced before, but it led me to believe I got to write it down, and I got to write it down in a very detailed way.
All right. He also discussed Donald Trump's tweet that he put out and how he responded to Donald Trump's tweet. James Comey better hope that there are no, quote, tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press. Well, here is how James Comey said he responded when he read that tweet that Donald Trump put out.
The president tweeted on Friday after I got fired that I better hope there's not tapes. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night because it didn't dawn on me originally that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape. And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel. And so I asked a close friend of mine to do it.
And was that Mr. Wittes?
No, a good friend of mine who's a professor at Columbia Law School.
Wow.
Here's my thing. Would James Comey be talking like that if he was still FBI director? I mean, I'm glad he's talking, but if he hadn't gotten fired, would he be singing the way he's singing right now?
It seems like he was trying to keep compiling information and seeing what he could possibly do, and well, then he got too close and got fired.
He also said that this whole situation is just something that's never happened before. Imagine having a president that you work for as the FBI director. He said he felt like Donald Trump defamed him and the whole entire department.
Right. And that's what I'm saying.
It's not something that normally would ever happen.
And that's what I'm saying. Would he be doing that if he was still FBI director?
I hope so.
You hope so, but I don't know.
Well, I think he probably wouldn't even want to be FBI director.
That's my whole point. If you're saying you didn't trust somebody and you didn't want to be alone with them, why didn't you resign? Why'd you have to be fired? That's all I'm saying.
Maybe he's trying to get him out. I don't know. I don't know. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest, damn it. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Or maybe you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity on this nice Friday. 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Crystal, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you mad at a guy who shot his baby mom? What story is this?
In the face. This happened in the Bronx 2 years ago. His name is Eugene. It's all on Facebook. Yes. And let me tell you how I know him. Because it's going to sound a little crazy because that's my best friend's baby father's brother. You understand?
I'm a little confused.
That's your best friend's baby father's brother.
Baby father's brother, yes. And he shot his baby mother in the face 3 times because she didn't want to be with him.
Did he get convicted? I hope somebody told him.
Yeah, no, he's locked up now. Okay. This happened 2 years ago, and they just bring his case to trial now. And I just wish death on people, but I hope they get him the needle because, come on, 3 times in the face.
Oh, yeah, I'm with him. He deserved to go.
He deserved to go down. Like, she shouldn't be the only one in heaven. He needs to go down, down, down. Like,
hey, just say it like this. I'm not going to wish death on you, but I ain't wasting my prayers on you either.
Andre.
Edgar.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
what up? What up, baby? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? God bless you all. Just want to give a big shout-out to Charlamagne the God. He's the greatest.
Thank
Talk
you,
the truth, baby. But guess what month it is, baby?
What month is that? June.
June, baby. Cancer season.
It's almost cancer season. Baby.
And I am definitely blessed because I have a job that I can provide for my family. And not only that, Charlamagne, this for Charlamagne. Me, my wife, and our son share the same birthday, June 28th, baby. That's a big blessing for me and my family. And I'm just...
Wow.
So blessed with that.
I'm June 29th. My daughter's June 27th. My brother's actually June 25th.
Oh, wow. We all in there, baby.
We all in here, baby.
All right, man.
That's what's up. Thank you, guys. Have a blessed day. And thank you, man. I just want to give a shout out to my wife, Silvana, and our son, Aiden, on his way to school right now. But thank you, guys, for accepting my phone call. My first time ever calling. I'm very happy right now. Thank you,
bro.
It's cancer season, so that means a lot of tears. You don't know if we're crying tears of joy, if we're actually down about something, but it doesn't matter. Just let us be because we're cancers.
All right. Tell them why you're mad. Tell them why you're blessed. Just get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Yes, my name is Andre. I'm calling from Florida.
Hey, Andre, what's up, bro? Tell them why you blessed.
Yeah, because today my birthday today. Me and my twin brother is our birthday today. 29, nothing to be on the earth.
Well, happy birthday, bro.
I appreciate it. Thank y'all for being on the mornings and blessing us with great content.
Thank you, brother. Hello, who's this?
Hey, I want to remain anonymous.
Uh-oh. Okay, Miss Anonymous, why are you mad this morning?
I'm mad envy. First of all, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I wasn't even able to sleep. I got to work at 9 o'clock. It's just been on my head heavy. So to tell y'all the story, I've been messing with this guy since last year, June, right? He moved into my house November and moved out in April to go back with his baby mother when Easter come and everybody would act like they want to be a family. So he played me with that one, all right? But when I first met him, the guy across the street from me saw me with him and was like, I didn't know you was talking to him. You know he talked to guys, right? I said, what?
Whoa. No.
He seemed, you know, straight or whatever. So I told him about what the guy told me. He said, that's a lie, you know, whatever, whatever. So he pressed the guy. So I felt like, okay, because he pressed the guy, maybe he wanted his respect or whatever and told me, you know, it wasn't true. So I left it alone. Fast forward now, this year, June, why has BM just found two emojis in his messenger from a gay guy? Two wow. eggplant
were
emojis.
Now I'm about to ask you. If they were eggplants, we got problems and we got action.
We got action.
They were two eggplants?
Two eggplants in me, and I'm sitting here, right? Because, mind you, when he moved out in April, he was still talking to me, still wanting to play the role, you know, play both roles and come over here when you want and go over there. So I told him, I said, listen, I don't have time for this, you know, with you and your BM. But now I'm hearing from a very close person that knows him that his BM found the emojis and they was arguing over it. But I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. When I first met him, people were suspecting that. So what's going on?
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you what's going on. If you saw two eggplants, that means double penetration. That means he's getting a train ran on him.
Is that what that means?
That's not what that means.
Well, I felt like it's an invite. Like, who, the guy want big now.
Yes.
Excuse me.
So now, what are you going to do now?
Well, I feel this way. I don't talk to him no more.
Mm-hmm.
We had a big falling out on Monday because his BM wanted to go back and forth with me on Facebook, but that's between me and her. The whole thing came about yesterday. You know, I've been up all night thinking to myself, oh my God, like I've been very intimate with this guy, been trusting this guy, and then once he did all that in April, I forgave him and said, okay, whatever, we can be friends or whatever. And now, fast forward now, I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, if that's what he's doing, he has four kids.
Well, why do you even want to be friends with him, even after what he did to you?
Well, not friends. Well, okay, in reality, yes, friends, because I felt like, okay, even when he moved out in April, I couldn't stop him, you feel me? Like, if a guy is, I don't have any kids, I'm single, I live alone, I work. If a guy wants to move out and wherever he go and I found out that he's back at his BM house, what am I supposed to do?
Just tell him when you go over to his house to put a Coke can in the bedroom. I'll put a Coke can in the hallway so you know if he in there riding some man's penis from the back, okay?
My goodness. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, or if you feel blessed and you want to holler at us, you can call us at any time. Now, Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Well, yes, let's talk about Jerry Seinfeld. We played that very disturbing audio where he rejected a hug from Kesha. Well, he explains what made him do that. Also, who faked infertility with their husband? We'll tell you why she said she did it.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Hey. Don't forget, next hour, Irv Gotti will be joining us.
I love talking to Irv Gotti, one of my favorite people to chop it up with.
And during the mix this morning, it's all about Murder, Inc., so you can start hitting me up with your favorite Murder, Inc. joints.
By the time you start showing Ja Rule some damn respect on this radio.
We always do.
Okay?
We always do.
I'm tired of Ja Rule getting a bad rap out here in these streets.
Well, let's get to the rooms. Let's talk Chloe.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how this happens, but Khloe Kardashian, on an upcoming episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, admitted that she would lie about trying to get pregnant to her then-husband, Lamar Odom. Here's what she said.
Have you ever been pregnant before?
No.
Have you ever tried to get pregnant?
Yes.
Okay.
I fake tried. Like, I was married, but I knew the circumstances weren't the healthiest, so I just kept pretending I was doing it.
She said she did fertility treatments, but ultimately she made sure none of their attempts were successful. So how do you do that? How do you do fertility treatments, but then make sure you don't get pregnant?
Push it out? What is a fertility treatment? What they put in you?
Is that in vitro she's talking about? She got in vitro, or is it just...
I don't know what exact treatment she did.
Or whatever they pushing in you, you push it right back out.
Well, I guess she knew he was. He had problems, or maybe addicted to drugs, and she didn't want him to be the father.
I know one thing: the Cavs need to bring Chloe off the bench tonight. They need another big body in the game to push the Warriors around. Okay, and play a little bully ball.
Stop it.
All right, Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan are going to be doing their fourth movie together. It's called Wrong Answer, and it's about the standardized test cheating scandal that happened in Atlanta with the public schools and the teachers that participated in that. So Michael B. Jordan is going to play a math teacher named Danny Lewis who confessed to his involvement. And that went on for about half a decade. 11 teachers were later convicted of racketeering. It was the largest cheating scandal in the nation's history. So, you know all the movies they did together. They did Fruitvale Station, Creed, and Black Panther's actually coming out February 16th.
And that's what I'm saying. Ryan Coogler, I don't need nothing distracting you from Black Panther coming out in 2018, okay? All that old standardized test movies you want to do is cool, but you keep your eyes on the prize and you focus on Black Panther.
Well, we're going to help him.
All right?
All right. Jerry Seinfeld, we told you about Kesha trying to hug him on the red carpet. Now, here is what happened, just to refresh your memory.
It's hard to just sleep when you're tired, because people are tired most of the time.
Hey, gosh, I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Oh, my God. That cracks me up.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, it was Kesha.
Okay. Well, I wish her the best.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Seinfeld standing up for himself. He did not let that young woman sexually assault him.
That cracks
okay?
me up
She
every
wouldn't
time.
Take no for an answer. She was very aggressive, and he stood his ground. I respect him for that.
Well, AJ Calloway, our good friend from Extra, asked Jerry Seinfeld, why did he do that? And here's what he said.
I'm 63. I don't know every pop star. When you get to be my age and you've done a couple things, you have your own reality. I don't hug a total stranger. I have to meet someone. Say hello. Right. Hug is not first moment of a human. There's a borderline harassment case here.
I'm mad at AJ for asking him that question. Don't ask me don't ask me what I do. What I choose to do with my body is my business. If I choose not to hug this individual, I don't want this person to sexually harass me, then that's my business. Don't ask me why I didn't hug him.
Well, Jerry Seinfeld, I guess that with that video clip went viral and everybody was talking about it. And it was actually funny the way that he did it because he did embarrass her.
He did embarrass the hell out of her.
Yeah, so I think he had fun just discussing why he did that as well. You know, it's very Seinfeldish.
Don't violate my space. Your body is making me uncomfortable. Yeah, I told you no and you keep saying just give me a little one. That's like a guy saying doesn't even put the tip in. I told you no.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing. Don't violate me.
There's no rape hug.
Why not? She
definitely could have just been like, well, how about a pound or a handshake then?
Why not?
Well, let me give you a hug.
What are you talking about? What do you mean? Why? I don't like how you say why, because it's a guy?
No, there's no rape hug. You can't rape hug somebody.
If I tell you no,
it's rape hug?
Back away from me. And you keep trying to come in for a hug? That's sexual assault.
Can I have a hug?
No.
I'm coming.
No.
Well, she didn't touch
it's sexual assault.
All right, I'm
it's
Angela Yee, and that is your me. Rumor report.
Make sure you record this. When I call HR, he just sexually assaulted me, and all I told him I didn't want to hug. He hugged me without my consent.
You have to get on the mic.
Will be joining us. We'll kick it with Irv Gotti.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Some guests, I should say.
Yeah, one of my favorite people to hear from in this whole game.
Yes. Irv Gotti.
Yes, and I am happy to be here, my Breakfast Club family. I'm feeling great today. I'm overworked. I'm tired. I'm delirious. The whole thing.
It's all for the culture, though.
Yes.
We got big things happening right now.
I have very, very big things happening, and I'm ecstatic. It's been a long time.
Well, before you tell us about
the
that,
sabbatical
you got
is over.
With you. You got
yeah, I got
with
my
you.
People with me. You know, I'm relaunching Murder Ring, so I bought my artist Boogie Bird from
what's
DC.
Going on? What's going on, Boogie Bird, man? Live from the city, man, DC.
And I bought my young boys from Atlanta, Fitted Circle, Dave O and
man.
Dallas.
Man, have a Fitted Circle. Dave O won't have a Fitted Circle. We in here, man.
Yeah. So since we introducing them,
all right, now y'all shut up.
You're relaunching Murder, Inc.
Yes.
Is it difficult to compete against your past successes?
What I'm finding out, Charlamagne, is like people don't, they want to just keep you in a box or what you're doing or whatever like that. So when I say I'm relaunching Murder, Inc., you'll get a lot of people like, I want to hear the newer Jai record, the newer Shawty record. And you may hear that. Where? But like, allow me to grow. Allow me to try new things and different things and reinvent and reshape Murder, Inc. the way that the founder wants to reshape, you know, Murder, Inc. You know, in 2019, June 1st will mark the 20th anniversary. So, wow. You know what I'm saying? I think with the new artists and everything like that, like when I seen Diddy's tour, I said, this is dope. But I said, you know what would be, and would have made it insane? Like, say if he had Travis Scott was on Bad Boy, and like Migos was on Bad Boy. As you know what I'm saying?
So
and
then, like, no energy.
Exactly. Yeah. So while he's doing that nostalgic, you know what I'm saying, Bad Boy shit, you know what I'm saying, he could bring the new, you know what I'm saying, the new energy, and it would have made it, like, ill or crazy. So that's what I'm kind of trying to do. And I got 2 years to get these guys hot and get them hot, and then we go do some arenas.
Like, there's artists out there that are our age, and then you got the young guys, too, but it's something for everybody, really.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why I said with the Murder Ring Tour, I said, yo, it's going to be a family event. You know what I'm saying? Because, look, we got kids. Envy has one of the best families in the world, right? Mm-hmm. I told him last time I spoke, I said, man, your family, like, you are the prototype of what a great relationship and family is. You better stay forever. Like, that's what they, like, you would break my heart if you and your wife was to break up. I'd be like,
no, I know it don't look like it, and
have
that.
More kids, because I'm the youngest of eight, so I know that when you have a lot of kids,
you know what, at first I only wanted two, but now it's like,
no, go,
you
yo,
feel
go.
Like you just want to keep going. I'm at number five. I'm like, yo, it's it keeps
go,
you young.
go have 10, like, go, man. Yeah, that's the best.
So you're working with Kevin Lyles and Lior also?
Yes.
300?
Back with them.
I had other people offer me deals, but I went with Lior and Kev because they understand me. They get me. They're not afraid of me. They know my craziness. They know my antics. They know how passionate I am, and they're not afraid of that.
But didn't they all back up off you for a minute when you went through your situation with the feds?
Nah, they didn't. They was forced to. Mm-hmm. You know, the United States government sent Island Def Jam a notice that said if you give Irving Lorenzo $1 in any way, shape, form, or capacity, you're going to be his co-defendant.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's wow. all that letter took to say, yeah. hey, you're on your own, kid. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't blame them, you know. The Fed thing, no one wants to stand next to you right there. I was like Pigpen in the Peanuts. I had a cloud over my head, like, and I was the bad seed. No one did business with me.
But you from the street, though. You stood next to guys like Supreme even when they was going through everything they was going through.
Leo Cohen and them ain't from the street.
Okay, you're right.
And I don't either. You know what I'm saying? You hear that, often. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said, Dan used to say, though, it's like, yo, he used to bug. I said, yo, if you did this in the streets, we kill you. And I used to be like, it ain't the streets. It's corporate. You know what I'm saying? Like, their f***ery is like commonplace. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They'll like you over and take you to dinner. You know what I'm saying?
It's not the same code.
It's not at all. It's nothing the same. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't, you know, maybe during the time, I was more mad at Leo when he left and went to Warner Brothers. Mm. You know, when Leo left and went to Warner Brothers, he left me in the midst of all of this fighting. I'm like, dog, you supposed to be here fighting with me. I had, you know, all of this battle stuff going on, and he left. And I was like, yo, what are you doing, dog? We in the midst of fighting. And he did what's best for him.
That check.
Did you ever think about changing the name of the label?
It was the ink for a minute.
I hate the ink. Angela, please don't ever say that again. Let me tell you something about the ink, and I'll give you my story on the ink. I hate the ink. And I hate when I changed it because I'm someone that's so strong in their beliefs. And, like, they made me have that stupid press conference with Russell with the ink banners. Like, I cringe every time someone says it. Mm-hmm. I hate it because mm-hmm. it was a bitch ass moment for me. I wasn't me because I'm not a bitch ass. Mm-hmm. And they made me alter my beliefs when normally I usually say, what? F you. And I don't care. I didn't make it for Murder Inc. I said, I was watching A&E. Murder Inc. was contract hitmen. I want to put out hits.
Right.
I said it was a great analogy and the play on things. I'm like, I ain't doing nothing wrong.
Yeah, you're not on trial for murder.
I said, yo, I'm not murdering nobody.
Right.
And they made me make it say the ink. And I don't ever want anyone to call it the ink. It's Murder Inc. So when you see me, yeah, hey, how about the ink? I may not respond. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't think about changing it for this new wave? Just because?
Well, I just relaunched. It's Murder Inc. Gotcha, and I put the logo, what it's supposed to be or whatever. We rocking with that. And I ain't never changing it. You want me to change it? Shoot me.
They didn't say anything about it? Like, so are we
going to... Leo and Kev... Oh, what? No, they didn't say nothing. Because Leo is kind of a rider, but it was so much... You got to understand the feds. It was so much pressure. And when they sent that letter, it got real. It just turned into some craziness.
Like, after they gave you millions, they gave you millions.
Yeah, this is why I'm like, why ain't y'all stepping up? They saying that Supreme funded my label. Def Jam funded my label. I made $60,000 a year. I worked with Jay-Z, signed DMX, put out Ja, and no, even before I put out, just off of X and J, and they gave me a label deal. They gave me some millions, and that's the funding. And I was like, why ain't y'all saying nothing? Wow. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, you know, with the feds, niggas run. Nah, niggas run. Mm-hmm. I don't say nothing. My name Bennett. I ain't in it. And, yo, you on your own, kid. And, pew.
Well, you're in a better space.
With Ashanti. Now, with Ashanti, would she be back with the Murder, Inc.?
I don't know. No, we haven't had any conversations. But I'm in, like, in such a good space. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And my daughter wants it. You know what I'm saying? She's a catalyst because I love Angie to death. So I just... You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She could move me. Certain people, Rule also, he had conversations with me because they tour a lot.
Right.
Like, they get a lot of money together. Yeah. They, you know, they on the planet Earth, they get money. And he's always like, God, he just put it, you know, but I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? You know, God is blessing me.
Lloyd, too?
I guess.
You still praying? You still praying on that one?
I guess. You know what is tough for me? It's tough for me because people who have said things to me, mm-hmm. right, and done things to me, I can't. It just doesn't go away. I guess it's the cancer in me. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? We love hard, but we hate hard too.
Right? I'm a cancer. I know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we love hard. We love you. We're gonna go all out for you. But if you do something to cross us and it's hard for it to get out of my head where others mm-hmm. could be like, yeah, let bygones be bygones. But yo, you said this to me, and you. I just can't forget that. And then it's like, it's weird because when John, like Ashanti or whatever, do a show, I feel awkward. I'm like, you know, I'm a nigga. I know who you are. Like, right. I don't need no money. You know what I'm saying? I don't need money. I'm a brilliant genius. Like, I'm going to make money. You understand? So I don't need to be here. And then I end up leaving. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, yeah, I don't feel right. And I'm not gonna be around anyone. And people go, oh God, he bitter. The women, he bitter. You mm-hmm. still love her? No, I don't. Now, like, I don't give two f**ks. You understand? Mm-hmm. It's just things that were said. You understand? If someone said, yo, I don't want to do this and I don't want to be a part of that, okay, you will never be a part of it.
Mm. So you and Ashanti just more business than anything?
There ain't no business. It's nothing.
Nothing. Gotcha.
I love a sister though. Shea, what up, Shea? You know what I'm saying? So it's weird. You understand? Right. And she got love for my brother and most of the Murder, Inc. dudes. They still, you know, rock with her. But I'm like, y'all didn't hear what she said. She said it to me. Me and her had a different relationship. Right. So that's just what it is.
All right, we got more with Irv Gotti when we come back. We got to talk about the first episode of Tales. Also, how him and Jay-Z got back friends. All right, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Irv Gotti in the building. Now, Charlamagne.
What gave you the idea for Tales as a whole?
Good question, Charlamagne.
You know, you've been talking about it for a long time.
I've had this idea. Listen, so back in, like, I stopped the music business and I really started my sabbatical, like, 2007, mm-hmm. right? And I just was sitting and I was taking a lot of meetings in Hollywood because of the music. And they would always talk about my legendary music past, mm-hmm. right? So I said, I need to do something that involves music because then they'll respect it. So in Stephen Hill at BET... When I pitched it, I didn't have no deck. I didn't have no thing. I just went and told him the idea, and he bought it.
Wow. That don't happen. So you didn't have
to shoot a pilot.
That don't happen.
I didn't shoot a pilot or nothing. I went, me and my production man, Ron Robinson, went and met with Stephen Hill, and I basically said, yo, I want to do something involving music and great classic songs. We licensed the songs, and then we'll create a storyline of that song and make 1 hour to 2 hour episodes. He gave me a backdoor pilot, which is, for y'all that don't know, just one episode. Mm-hmm. And he said, we'll shoot one episode. If it does well, you know, well, I'll order more episodes. I said, cool. When I left the office, I felt accomplished. Like, okay, he's messing with me, but I need more than one episode. So here's my brain going again. Jay-Z. I said, he got titles. So I went and met with Jay-Z in L.A. And I was like, yo, Jay, like, could you do movies or TV on Tidal? I said, yeah. I said, yo, you should like compete with Netflix. Netflix is the juggernaut. And I said, I don't know no subscription streaming service that does music, movies, TV, the whole.
Right.
I said, yo, I got a show on BET. I'll give you the second window. So when it comes on June 27th, 30 days, July 27th, you get the Raw, Rated R, nudity, violence. So I want the audience to at least have the opportunity to see what my vision or the director's vision of the episode is. So like Jay-Z does, Jay-Z's a deal closer, yo. Like, this dude, you want to close a deal, walk in with Hov. Mm-hmm. You understand? Because everyone's just lights up, and they get happy and excited that they doing something with Hov, mm-hmm. and that one episode turned into eight. And that's exactly what happened.
When did you and Jay get, I guess, back on good terms? Wasn't it a point where y'all had some friction a little bit?
Yeah, we had friction when me and Nas was flirting around, you know. And that's my fault, you know. I did Super Ugly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did Super Ugly, and then 2 months later, it was Nas, Murder, Inc. Right. Dance, yo, man. And you know what I'm saying? And it was just a weird thing. I let my ambition get the best of me, mm-hmm. of me wanting to control the world. Like, when we had our talk, he was like, God, are you crazy? You gonna try and take me out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Your ambition's so crazy. And I never even, until he said it like that, because when I did it with Nas, I was like, I'm going to be cool with Jay. I'm going to do this with Nas. Nas ain't going to mess with Jay, and Jay won't mess with Nas, and we just mash out. But I was stupid to think that because it was too fresh.
Right.
Which is crazy now because Jay and Nas are like the best
of
friends.
Cool now, right? Yeah, right.
You know what's interesting? That should make you maybe be more forgiving of people too, though, knowing that you've done things.
Ooh.
You've done that a couple of times now. Yeah, think about it, though.
No, but I'm saying you've done things as well that you're like, okay, looking back, that was the wrong thing. So perhaps you might feel people made certain business decisions.
I'm going to tell you this. Because that's a great point, and you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
100% right. But the difference is, you see what I just did? I didn't say Jay was wrong. I wear it.
You got accountability.
You understand?
Yeah.
I wear it. Yo, I f***ed up. Yo, I shouldn't have did that. I was too ambitious, and I f***ed up. So if other people was to be that, but other people ain't strong. They're weak.
You've been in that situation a couple times, though, because it was Jay and Nas, then it was John and X,
mm-hmm.
and you was trying to be in the middle of both.
X and J. Early X and J. You understand? It's crazy. You know, X is just an interesting, unique individual who I love, you know what I'm saying, to death. X is X. To know X is to love X, and you just got to accept things. X really is not cool with anyone who rhymes. I'm be honest with you. He don't like anyone who has a mic. He views that microphone as, yo, that's my mic, and I'm the best. And I'll put a hole through you to show you that I'm the best. So he'll laugh and joke with you, but he can flip at any time.
Yeah.
He shitted on Drake, and then Drake reached out. He said, but he'll shit again.
Yeah.
if he so chooses, if Drake rubs him the wrong way, may say a line or something, you know what I'm saying? When he was doing that Aaliyah thing, because X loves Aaliyah, like, serious. So anyway, if you say anything about Aaliyah, he ready to whip your ass. You know what I'm saying? And if you do anything with Aaliyah that's not 100%, he's at you, yeah?
In the first episode, it tells Irv you are reversing the power structure in America.
You know, I thought it was an interesting thing. Listen, I'm not Spike Lee. I'm throwing the disclaimer. I am not Spike Lee.
Right.
I'm not like Malcolm X or anything. I am a lover of people. I love everybody. If you see me and everything like that, like, even with Kanye and Taylor Swift, I didn't like Kanye that for that little time. I thought, Kanye, why are you bullying Tay-Tay?
Right.
If you're a bully, be a bully all day, and I'll respect it. I'm like, that's just him. He bully anybody. You know what I'm saying? He's an idiot like that. I ain't like the whole phone thing. Like, what you think Taylor Swift going to say when Kanye's on the thing? Yo, I had mentioned your name, and, you know, I said your name. I said, what was the line? I need to... You or
I feel like Taylor owes me sex.
You know, what do you think Taylor Swift is gonna say? She's not a gangster. What do you think? What, nigga? When I see you, nigga, don't mention my name. When I see you, I'm gonna slap the shit out of you. You understand? Like, what the you think Taylor Swift is gonna say?
Right.
She's gonna be like scared to death. Okay, Kanye, great. I got your flowers and everything. And you recorded her just for her knowing what you was gonna do. And you know what I'm saying? To try and hurt this chick, yo. And when you see Taylor, I like Taylor Swift. Every award show, she's vibing with hip-hop. You ever see that award show? Every hip-hop thing, they flash at Taylor. She's word for word. Because all of her fans, when they see Tay-Tay knowing every word, they're like, what is that song Tay-Tay got? You understand? She 100 million strong. You know what I'm saying? Tay-Tay is like Beyonce. Well, no one's like Beyonce. The Hive is there's nothing like The Hive.
Right. So, appreciate the story.
Okay, so then let me get back. Thank you, Charlamagne.
Thank you.
I had to mention that because I want people to know that I am colorless. So when the whole concept of Tales is taking songs and being creative and making a story that pertains to the song. So everyone knows the Police is a story about police brutality,
right,
corruption. What we've experienced in the last, what, 5, 6, 7 years here in America is mind-blowing with the rate of how many white officers is killing black kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I wanted to do was spark something and get a conversation going. It's black cops killing white kids. And I did it in a way where everything that black people go through, I'm having white people go through.
So it's pouring disenfranchised white people, basically.
The white people are in the hood.
Mm.
The white people are struggling and striving. The white people have gangs and things like that. So everything that you see with black people, I'm going to, in this fictional tale, because it's not real.
We know
it's not real. Little Johnny don't get killed. You understand? And if little Johnny got killed by a black officer, I'm pretty sure that black officer probably would go to jail. You understand? It wouldn't be how things. So I did this. Again, I'm not Spike Lee. I'm not Malcolm X. I'm just a good guy, everybody. I'm just a good person. You understand? But I'm a good person who sees things, and I'm a good person who wants everyone to see things from maybe our perspective. That's how black people live sometimes when like this happens.
All the time.
Exactly.
All right, we got more with Irv Gotti. When we come back, we have to talk about astrology a little bit, him raided by the feds, his 21-year-old girlfriend, and more. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Irv Gotti's in the building. Now, Charlamagne.
Now, do you believe in astrology and all that good stuff? Because you are Cancer. Tales comes out a day before your birthday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Do you feel that energy? It's in the middle of Cancer season.
I'm going to give you my astrology story. And this is a crazy story, and 100% of it is true. December 2007, my ex-wife, Deb, always threw a Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
And I would fund the Christmas party. At her party, she would have a caricature, she would have a jazz band, and she had this little white lady, like 70-something years old, and she was like, tell you your life.
Psychic. Mm-hmm.
I never had a psychic reading before. They made me sit down with her. I tell her, whatever you see, I want to know. And she looked at me, and she looked spooky as f***. And she said, okay, if you want to know everything, I'll tell you everything. She didn't know who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And she was basically portraying my life, that I'm a successful person, people follow you, you're a leader of men, all these things. Now, after that, she said, you ready for the bad stuff? Now, let me paint the picture. It's 2002. You know what I'm saying? Pain is Love.
Yeah.
J-Lo Records. Making a ton of money a year. Like, ton. She says, you're about to go through hell. And I said, what are you talking about? Expand. She says, everything that you know to be real is not going to be real. And she said, there's nothing that you could do about it. She said, if you try and say and defend yourself, it's going to fall on deaf ears.
Mm.
No one is going to listen to you. No one is going to believe in you. You're going to go through what I could only describe as hell. But then she touched on that, and she was like, don't say anything. She made me promise. She said, yo, just be quiet and take it. And said, you know it's not real, but there's nothing you could do. Just sit and take it. This is the advice she gave me. And after that, she said, don't worry, though. You're going to pull through. She said, forget money. She says, money isn't... She said, you're going to make so much money, money's not going to be a thought. Like, you're not going to think about money. That's how much money you're going to make. She said, you're going to change the world, and you're going to change how people think and how people feel. And when she said that, I ran the f*** out of it. Right? January 3rd, 2003, I'm sitting in the bed with somebody. Phone starts ringing at 6 a.m. Yo, the feds is at my crib, my brother. My feds is at my crib. I don't know what's going on. What? Phone, someone's on it. It's Deb. Yeah. Yo, the feds is at the house, yo. They surrounded the house. They're raiding the house. What? My lawyer, Ron Sweeney. Yo, the feds is at the office. They're raiding the office. They're going in and taking all your files. What do you got in there? I said, man, it's guns and weed in that which they confiscated, right? So I'm like, man, my world turns upside down. Then the reemergence of 50 Cent. So if the feds wasn't bad enough, I had to deal with dun 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 dun. The hottest rapper in the world is saying "fuck me," going on a world tour that says "fuck Irv Gotti, Ja Rule, and everyone that's about him. I come up to radio. Remember what she said? No one's gonna believe you.
Yes, I remember that. I'm thinking
real paperwork. I'm like, this is gonna kill this guy. He's calling me a. And he has an order of protection against me and everyone and press charges. This is going to kill him. Seen that? Nah, y'all made this up. It's a publicity. Fell on deaf ears.
I remember when you said it. You said it like you had the big Joker. I remember you was like, that's Curtis Jackson.
Come on.
That's 50 Cent, y'all. You like
hold
dropped
on.
The mic.
Hold on. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it for 1 second. Shouldn't that have been in the real world the death blow? The guy who's proclaiming to be the roughest, toughest Don Dollar bully, you got beat up and poked up, and you ran to the precinct and pressed charges on us. And the really death blow, you took out an order of protection. That's like your baby mother does like that. That's women's and you're saying, I smell it's you. You understand it? And us, you're smelling yourself. You understand? So it's like when I release that and I think, I swear to God, I thought of her and I looked at Rule and I say, strap in, we aren't ready for a rough ride because they ain't hearing us. It doesn't matter what we say. They're not hearing us. We just got to sit and weather the fucking storm while this is smacking us and spitting in our faces. We have to go like this. Thank you, may I have another.
Is that why it took so long for Blood in My Eye to come out?
Rule wanted Blood in My Eye. Rule was on a, he was rambunctious. Mm-hmm. Let's get him. And I was like, they're not listening. Clap Back to me was one of I was like, God damn, Storch blessed us. That song was one of the, to me, in my opinion, for in the midst of a battle, like that was a hit record in the midst of a battle. And it did okay, but it should have did way bigger who Ja was.
It's bigger now than it was back then.
Now they appreciate it. You understand?
It was the video, though. It was Ja with the wall paint and the push-ups.
That was dope, though, to me. That was Fight Club, my And then the thing when he jumped out to the crowd like he's gonna that was dope. I loved it.
Have you been in the 50? Because I know Ja did on the flight. Have you seen him? Have you ever been in the
50? You're never gonna speak. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never gonna speak.
Two cancers that
But it's all good. Like how I feel is like he's in his world, he's doing his thing. I'm doing my thing. Or maybe in his word, I'm not doing my thing. I'm doing me, and we could coexist in the world. I don't want to hurt him. If he wants to hurt me, we do whatever at any level. You understand? So it's like I always think back of my little psychic, yo.
You never felt like going to see her again?
It's very scary, so I don't want to see her again.
Right. I don't want to see her again. No, we noticed, too, that you had a new girlfriend.
No new girlfriend. She's gone.
No more?
Yeah, he's gone. You know what?
Because you
my
like
Ashley.
You were happy. You look like you were very happy.
I was so happy. But here's the thing with Ashley. I love Ashley. Ashley still loves me. I love her. And that year we was together was priceless. It was great. But when I started working, it's like, if I was up here, what you looking at Angela for? Like, she's like that. You understand? And I'm like, I have to be around actresses. I'm trying to do something great. You got to stand by my side, but let me do what I got to do.
But how old is she?
There's the problem. Every woman. Hey, go ahead. She was 21. Right. Right. So all of my, like Darcelle Lawrence, who's outside, she said, you need an older woman. You know, I'm like, yo, I like who I like, yo. So, I don't know who's going to come into my life. I've only had like 4 or 5 girlfriends. You know what I'm saying? And like, I love Ashley. Still to this day, love her. But here, why it worked with Ashley, because I'm 46. So I'm actually, ladies, I'm a great catch. right now. And let me explain. Let me explain in my demented mind. I am a phenomenal catch. I'm successful. I got bread. I got homes in multiple cities. That's big homes, seven-figure homes. Great catch. And here it is. Now I could be faithful.
You don't have time.
Right.
It's not that on time. Watch this. It's not that. I'm all f***ed out.
That's what I always say. Laziness breeds monogamy.
I am all like f***ed out. Ladies, there comes a time in every man's life where it's like, yo, I've had multiple I've done everything. It's like, yo, you give me one chick who satisfies me and I'm having fun with her. That's really all I need, man. I want someone to ride out with. And they won't have nothing to worry about. Nothing. You know, as long as they bad and I'm physically attracted, ooh, I want f***. You understand? Like, as long as it's that and they're cool, that has to be there.
Having sex with a 21-year-old, was she a lot more active and you were like, all right, that's enough?
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
100%.
Yes, they are. Okay.
100%.
I'm done. I'm tired.
I don't have to go like 20 minutes ago, by the way.
Hey, man.
Let's go. Let's go, yo. Let's go.
Every time we break a record.
Well, I feel comfortable. I appreciate y'all, man. I really do. Thanks for supporting me, man. And, yo, Tales is something else. I want y'all to watch it. And then, you know what I'm saying? Y'all watch it and say what you feel. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And say what you feel. I'm curious to see. But I'm for sure I got something. I'm telling you, y'all going to love it.
All right. Well, it's the Breakfast Club. It's Irv Gotti.
Thank y'all.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Listen up. Well, 2 Chainz had a listening party for his Pretty Girls Like Trap Music album. Now, I told you originally he had a listening party at this art gallery in Soho, and I actually went to it, but it got crazy because the hip-hop cops shut it down. Now, the New York Post actually did a story about it. They said that the fire marshal only allowed 74 people inside of the venue. So even though it was very calm outside, I went and I actually got in because I went earlier than a lot of people, but 2 Chainz was outside trying to reason with them to let some of the people in. It wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't random people outside. It was maybe about 100 people outside, but they all should have been inside. They were all invited. It wasn't like it was a swarm of thousands of people outside, but the cops are being really rude to people. So they did this whole thing about the hip hop cops and how they basically shut down 2 Chainz listening party for no real reason. Well, he then went and did a do-over. He posted about it saying his listening got shut down by the hip hop cops, but he moved the venue and Nicki Minaj showed up for his Pretty Girls Like Trap Music, and she actually took the mic, and here's what happened. This song is called Realize, and Nicki actually grabbed the mic to spit about it.
I've been winning 8 years consistently, at least respect it. Papoose wrote an Aretha record, but I broke a Aretha record. See, this is chess, not checkers. You cannot check the checkers. Did Nas play that Aretha record? Nah, but I broke a Aretha record.
I'm not gonna lie to you, man. Nicki Minaj's flow is so garbage lately. I know people make jokes about her needing a safari bag, but she needs something. That flow has not been hot in a minute.
Right. Well,
I wouldn't say that.
Come on.
I wouldn't say it was trash.
Come on, man.
It's
the same lazy. It's the same lazy flow. It's the same cadence. It's the same. And come on, bro. Like, Nicki used to go hard.
Well, that song is called Realize, if you want to check that out when Pretty Girls Like Trap Music comes out. I haven't heard the actual song. Mm-hmm. I just saw that video of her.
So you thought those four balls you heard just now was...
I mean, I couldn't hear the song. I couldn't hear the beat. I couldn't... No doubt. You can't make it... I can't understand
well,
what it's saying from
no doubt.
Audio. Could you?
She said, Papoose wrote the Aretha record, but I broke Aretha's record, and that's because she passed Aretha Franklin for the hits on the Billboard Hot 100. She has the most hits on the Billboard Hot 100.
She's taking little stabs. I wouldn't say it's trash. You say everything that she does is trash. I wouldn't say that.
The flow was whack, bro.
I wouldn't say that.
All right, Mary J. Blige has to pay Ken Du $30,000 a month in temporary spousal support. He had been asking for $129,000, but a judge now did order $30,000. That's still a lot of money.
That's a lot of bread.
All right. In addition, she has to pay for his legal fees as well. And she also was claiming that he spent more than $420,000 on travel charges involving his girlfriend that he cheated on her with during their marriage. So there you go. She was arguing they have a prenup, so he's not supposed to get any spousal support. But they did say that is a temporary order.
Yeah, I don't agree with taking anything from the queen of hip-hop soul. That's Mary J. Blige, damn it. I mean, get what you owe because you were her manager at one point. But that's where it stops.
All right, now they have renamed a street in the Bronx at 1520 Sedgwick Avenue. Hip Hop Boulevard, that's the birthplace of hip hop. And
that's dope.
That's the home of hip hop pioneer Kool Herc.
Yep, that's dope. That's what they say hip hop was created. He created hip hop in the rec room doing parties, after school parties, and back to school jams. So the fact that they renamed that street Hip Hop Boulevard is dope for the culture.
That'd be cool to be like, where you live at? Oh, I live at 1520 Hip Hop Boulevard.
That's dope.
You got to make sure you keep that street clean, though, people. Come on now. Make sure y'all keep that street clean. Don't have no graffiti on that street. Make sure ain't no trash on that street. Keep that street safe. Don't give nobody any reason to be like Hip Hop Boulevard is a terrible, terrible ass place. Okay, y'all have to make sure that's the most upstanding street in America.
Right. I'm sure that a lot of tourists gonna be driving by there to see where hip hop was created. It's dope. It's
not
dope.
If they start shooting. Yeah. If they start shooting on that block, ain't nobody gonna be just riding through. This ain't no safari.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Charlamagne the devil?
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey today for Friday, June 9th goes to Cameron L. McDermott. Now, Cameron is 31 years old, and he's a native of Long Island. He is described by the New York Post as a preppy trust fund kid. And like most preppy trust fund kids, he's got a sense of entitlement. Or maybe I'm stereotyping, but when I think preppy trust fund kids, I think spoiled. With a sense of entitlement. Now, I may be generalizing all trust fund kids, and they may not all be this way, but Cameron L. McDermott definitely is. He definitely has a sense of entitlement. See, Cameron McDermott is a sexual deviant, ladies and gentlemen. Earlier this year, he was arrested for a bunch of bizarre public lewdness cases on Long Island. Let's run down some of his rap sheet, why don't we? Cameron was cross-dressing, approaching women, and exposing himself. In one incident, Cameron McDermott was wearing a black wig, black yoga pants, and lipstick, and he allegedly approached a victim in the parking lot of Adelphi University, asked the victim for directions to the gym, then pulled out his little pee-pee and urinated on her leg. Now, this was September 25th, 2016. Well, it continues. In January, cops busted Cameron McDermott's Hempstead home, and he let the cops search his cell phone, which allegedly contained kiddie porn. So detectives did what they supposed to do. They obtained search warrants for all the electronic devices in his home and found hundreds of kiddie porn images, and they found two videos of Cameron L. McDermott raping and sexually assaulting two young women. Well, let me rephrase. He was drugging women, then raping and sexually assaulting them, a.k.a. Cosbying, okay? The two women didn't even know they were victims until the videos were discovered. The videos showed he raped and sexually assaulted them while they were unconscious. The first woman he assaulted 8 times at his apartment, and then he did it again at her apartment. Then he had the same energy with the second unconscious woman. He raped her at least 5 times at his apartment, and both victims were women he knew very well. So that means that they let their guard down around him, and he took advantage of that. I need you to know how sick Cameron L. McDermott is. Allegedly, he videotaped himself fondling the unconscious women, inserting an object into one's vagina and sodomizing the other. He was slapping and flicking the woman to show that she is unconscious. Cameron L. McDermott, remember his name. That's why I keep repeating it. He's a sicko. But wait, it gets worse. Cameron L. McDermott not only recorded all these actions, he labeled them on his computer. Listen to what I just said. He recorded these actions and labeled them on his computer under file names like unconscious with the victim's name, a folder marked undressing in the victim's name. He had the child porn marked by age, like 2 years old, and he labeled them based off the actions the children are being forced to engage in these videos. Bruh, there was a folder marked rape. And then videos of him raping the unconscious women. Reality will always be stranger than fiction. Okay, I watch American Gods. I love True Bloods when it was on. Those shows have gods, fairies, vampires, genies, but nothing I've seen on those shows sounds as strange as this. When I was young, I would record Rap City or Yo MTV Raps on the VCR. I would record The Cosby Show because my mom was a Jehovah's Witness and we had Kingdom Hall on Thursday night, so I would record and label the VCR tapes, okay, the VHS tapes. In the kitchen, people label things so they know what spice is what and they know what things are. People that are sneakerheads label the boxes so they know what's in them. But what kind of world do we live in when people are committing crimes, recording them, and labeling them like they are recipes? What kind of organized rapist are you?
Now, the DA called him a sexual predator and urged the judge to hold him without bail because he has the resources to flee. His family has lots of money and is living in a multi-million-dollar home in Florida. I agree with the DA. Anybody who is committing premeditated acts of rape like this needs to be quarantined away from the rest of us. Cameron L. McDermott is sick. He honestly doesn't even need a penis. This guy raped two women he knew well, so imagine what he would do to women he doesn't even know. His defense lawyer is saying that McDermott isn't a flight risk and has every intention of addressing these charges, and he says his client has no prior criminal history and comes from a well-to-do family. I don't give a damn what the hell that got to do with anything. We got video evidence. How much more do we need to know that this guy is a sicko? I don't even know how a lawyer could defend this scumbag when he's on video committing these crimes, and he has his crimes labeled, okay? Everybody should be ignoring this guy. His parents, lawyers, God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost. This is when I think America has too much freedom, because some cases you shouldn't even be able to defend. He should not have the right to a fair trial in this situation. He shouldn't be protected by any constitutional laws or rights. Just cut his penis off and lock him away forever. Please give Cameron L. McDermott the biggest hee-haw, please. Now, why does a person like that deserve a fair trial? He doesn't.
Disgusting.
He doesn't. It's on video. He's got his crimes labeled. Why does he get to go through the justice system? Why?
Well, everybody has to go through the justice system, definitely should be.
Not him.
I don't see how there's even a trial for this.
Exactly.
It shouldn't. Everybody.
We have videos that he labeled on his computer.
That's the way the U.S. is. Everybody is entitled
they
to a trial.
They have videos of him actually doing, committing the acts.
Now,
he's going to be found guilty.
He's going to be found guilty. Not with all that information.
Well, he's a preppy trust fund kid. Okay, you never know.
Yeah, you're right. You never know. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. When we come back, Irv Gotti was up here earlier, and he said something that sounded a little...
Well, first of all, let's set it up right. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
Oh, this is a Freaky Freaky Friday?
It is a Freaky Friday.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
Oh, God.
What did you just do?
We're kicking you out the bed.
Now, we're talking Irv Gotti. He was stopped through earlier, and he said this.
So I'm actually, ladies, I'm a great catch right now. And let me explain. Let me explain in my demented mind. I am a phenomenal catch. I'm successful. I got bread. I got homes in multiple cities. That's big homes, seven-figure homes. Great catch. And here it is. Now I could be faithful.
You don't have time.
Right.
It's not that on time.
System.
Watch this. It's not that. I'm all f***ed out.
So the question is, 800-585-1051, men, can you be all F'd out.
Listen, this is a good topic, and I'm going to tell you why. So a lot of women that wonder this, they wonder, will men ever slow down? At what age do men slow down? When will men decide they want to be with one woman? I agree with Irv Gotti. Yes, you can get F'd out.
800.
And not even just F'd out. You can get drama'd out. You don't want the drama of dealing with the side chick. You don't want to embarrass your family, your wife.
You can grow up and mature.
There you go, Envy.
800-585-1051.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Can men be all F'd out? Call us up right now. We'd love to hear from you. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday.
And the Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday question comes from Irv Gotti. He was here earlier this morning and said this.
So I'm actually, ladies, I'm a great catch right now. And let me explain. Let me explain in my demented mind. I am a phenomenal catch. I'm successful. I got bread. I got homes in multiple cities. That's big homes, seven-figure homes. Great catch. And here it is. Now I could be faithful.
You don't have time.
Right.
It's not that on time.
System.
Watch this. It's not that. I'm all f***ed out.
So we're asking, can men be all f***ed out?
Now, Irv is 46, about to be 47.
Correct.
He said around 35, he was still feeling like he had a lot to get out of his system. How old am I going to be this year? 30? I don't know how old I'm going to be.
Mm-hmm.
37, 38?
You're old if you can't remember.
Yeah, you're right. But
I know what I said.
But the point of the story is, yes, you do get to the point where you good. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you call it effed out, because I
effed out. I don't think effed out meaning you effed
out
so much.
Sound very whorish, yeah.
Right. Like you have so much, you just can't eff no more. I don't think that, because you still see 80, 90-year-old men trying to holler at little 24-year-old woman. So I don't think that. I think mature, where you grow up and, you know, you realize that's not what you want.
That's how
you
I feel.
You don't want the drama.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to hurt the person that you're with, and you want to be a man.
Yeah, and I can honestly say that when I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing, meaning putting all my energy and to my family, and, you know, treating my woman the way that she need to be treated, you know, focusing, I mean, since I've been married, but just focusing on, you know, being a great husband and a great father, great things happen in my life. And I'm out there wilding with a bunch of side chicks and messing with a bunch of other girls, my life, just little things, little hiccups, have your life in shambles for no reason.
Right, I would agree with you. I would say that when you live right, it seems like you get blessings.
Absolutely.
More blessings. And maybe if you don't see them right away, but they come. And when they come, they come.
They come in abundance.
Yeah, in abundance.
Because, see, what guys don't understand is when we out here having sex with all these different girls, we think we're just having sex, but that's actually a transfer of energy. So you're taking all this different energy into your house. You're taking all this different energy around your woman, and you wonder why things ain't right. It's because you ain't right. So when you do get effed out, as Irv said, right, or, you know, you just decide you don't want to live like this no more, you're tired of the drama, you're tired of the side chicks, I promise you, your life will elevate.
What do you think, E?
Well, I don't know what it's like to be a man, but I will tell you, my ex-boyfriend's mother told me something, and this was because he cheated on me, and she thought that we shouldn't break up. And she said to me, well, you know, when his stepfather stopped cheating on me, it was because he got too old and tired to run around, because it takes a lot of effort to have all those different women. And she was like, at some point, every man will calm down because it's just too much work. And that's what she tried to tell me.
That's exactly what it is. Man, nobody got time for that, man. You lying and you sneaking around. Like, it's just too much negative energy. And, like, you can't have all that negative energy on one end and then go in the house and try to be fake positive. It's just not going to work.
I told her I wasn't waiting for that time.
You wasn't waiting for that long. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Rocky out of Rockland, man. What's going on, guys?
Rocky, what's going on, bro? Can men be all effed out, bro?
Absolutely. As you get older, it's just scientifically proven, period. You know, that urge is gone. Plus, social media has done messed up everything. So people get sloppy. Everything gets all messed up. Listen, just stick with one. That's it.
I'm with you, brother. You ain't got to convince me.
Karen, good morning.
Good morning, MV. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi, Angela.
Good morning, babe.
How y'all doing? Hey.
Now, you're calling from Houston.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm calling from Houston. I'm from New York. I love you guys. But I definitely agree with her. I believe that you can settle down and be committed in a relationship, you know. And he's just reached that point in his life. I believe that.
Okay.
Make it happen.
Okay. And you know what else I'm going to say? I also think that I've always heard this, too, that you could be with the right person but at the wrong time and right, it just won't happen. But then when you're ready to settle down, it's whoever's around that you happen to be with at that time.
No,
it's more
that's
about
not
timing.
True. That's not true. I don't think...
Because definitely, I think people who earlier in life have been with, like, a great woman,
I think
but
you
they
be
just
the,
weren't
the
ready
right person
to settle
at
down.
The wrong time. Because, like, you could be with, let's say, the right man, but he's just not at that age where he's grown
he's
up
not,
yet.
No, no. Charlamagne's not going to be with the right
no,
man.
No, I agree with you. I agree with the first part of what right. Angela said. You have the right person at the wrong time. But I don't agree with the second part, that a man just settles with whatever's around when he gets tired.
I think sometimes it just happens. This is who I'm dating right now, and now is the time for me to settle down, and this is who I happen to be with.
I got to be the right person. I mean, Irv said that, like Irv said yesterday, got to be somebody that he's, first of all, physically attracted to.
Right.
Because if not, he's still going to want to smash other chicks.
Yeah, well, I don't know that he was really ready to settle down because he's...
Yeah, he said, if really another woman look a little better.
Settling down does not mean settling. It's right. A difference. You know what I'm saying? Settling down and settling are two different things.
I agree with you.
Okay?
Well, 800-585-1051. Can men be all effed out? That is the question. It's Freaky Freaky Friday. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky, 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 Freaky Friday.
And we're asking, can men be all effed out? Now, this comes from Irv Gotti. He stopped through earlier. Let's play the clip.
So I'm actually, ladies, I'm a great catch right now. And let me explain. Let me explain in my demented mind. I am a phenomenal catch. I'm successful. I got bread. I got homes in multiple cities. That's big homes, seven-figure homes. Great catch. And here it is. Now I could be faithful.
You don't have time.
Right.
It's not that on time.
System.
Watch this. It's not that I'm all f***ed out.
I absolutely agree with Irv. I don't know if effed out is what I would call it, but you do get to a point in your life, you know, I'm there now where I'm married and I'm a father and, you know, I just got a lot of things going on career-wise right. Where my focus is different. I really don't have the energy nor the desire to be out here creeping in these streets.
Running like, around in these streets.
I like putting my energy into my marriage. I think it's fun to constantly find new ways to keep your present relationship popping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, being a father and husband is dope. I got an 8-year-old. She'll be 9 this summer. My other daughter will be 2. Like, I'm just learning new things about myself.
I'm an author now. I'm a New York Times bestseller. I'm going to start wearing glasses in a minute.
Yeah. I've also heard that sometimes guys have sex with so many women that they actually switch over and experiment.
See?
Well, I definitely have heard that.
You going somewhere.
I promise you.
I don't know where you're at.
If you want to put a Coke can in the shower, put a Coke can in the shower, and you ride that deep backwards, it don't got nothing to do with you being all left out of women, okay? All right.
My goodness. All right, let's go to the phone line. Shay, what's up, bro?
Hey, this is Jay from Alabama.
Now, this happened to you, Shay? You all effed out?
Yeah, man, look, being sexually active as early as 16, then, you know, at 17, being active with older women, getting to college, and I ended up somehow being a male escort at 19.
What?
About a... You said what?
Nothing. We love our listeners. Go.
Okay.
He was a male escort at 19.
Yeah.
Riding deep from the back.
Nah, it wasn't with guys, but it was some other guys on the stable that did go both ways. And then
you said you went both ways.
No, he didn't.
Oh. Right.
Okay. Not me. But I did have one date with a trans woman. She was post-op, but, you know, it didn't turn into anything.
You're just greedy, bro. You're just greedy. Hey, okay, we get it. You were a glutton for sex. You wanted any and everything. We understand.
I told you guys experiment when they had sex with too many women.
He's just greedy.
I told you.
Have a nice day, sir.
He just proved my point.
Goodness gracious. All right.
He just proved my point.
Yeah, I guess he did. Jacob, good morning.
What's going on, Envy? You good, baby?
What up, doe? Now, we're talking, can men be all effed out?
Listen, let me give you my 2 cents. I used to be that guy that used to be out here running through them, like no exaggeration. And I've been with the same woman for 10 years. And it got to a point after a while, I just got tired of doing that. Now, I'm crazy faithful.
Right.
So, you think women should just wait it out?
Listen, this is what I think, Angela. If you got a guy that's a good guy, and he's an earner, he's not disrespectful, he's treating you nice, let him do his thing, because eventually he'll get tired of it. Let me ask you a question, right?
You say that because you're a cheater, right? Now, imagine you have a daughter. Would you give that advice to your daughter?
Yes.
Of course not.
No. See? You know why you would give that advice to your daughter? Because you would have to, because that's the reality of the situation. Look, I'm a good guy. Envy, you're a good guy. How long you been with your woman?
Over 23 years.
I've been with my wife 19 years this year. Matter of fact, June 8th made 19 years. First time I ever had sex with her was June 8th, 1998. So it's just like, yo, we grow and we evolve. And if you're really friends with a person... You're going to stick with that person.
True,
it happens.
So you have a choice. You can stick with them or not as a woman. You can say, I'm not dealing with this.
But I went with my
daughter. You're not wrong for that. Or you can say, I'm staying, and you're not wrong for that.
Hold on, Angela. Listen. Charlamagne and Evie are better guys to their wives now because they probably got out of their system than they were 6 years ago.
There you go. That's it.
You're right.
I've been old.
But that was a risk that they took, and their women could have been like, I'm not dealing with this anymore, and they wouldn't have been wrong for that.
And they did do that. My woman did that to me at a point in our relationship. Well, we definitely broke up for like a year and some change.
Listen, I follow Envy and Charlamagne on Instagram.
Right.
Envy's wife is winning out here. She deserves a thumbs up for sticking with him.
That's it. She made the right decision.
I seen the Ferrari.
She been with me for 23 years.
Yeah, but the money do got something to do with it a little bit. Nah, that'd be good. Be 100,
nah, it really don't, because if you think about it, she been with me for 23 years. She takes 70%. I got 5 kids, bro.
Yeah, but
nothing to do with
it. I'm with you, and I'm the same way, but we are able to treat our women. Basically, we're able to reward our women for all the BS that we put them through.
Yes.
I know for me, I'd be having a lot of guilt still for stuff I did 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
All right? So it'd be times that I jump out the window now and do something extravagant for her just because of what I did to her 10 years ago. So it is something to that, the growth and all of that good stuff and having a little money. You know what I'm saying? I ain't telling you to stay with a boy if he ain't making no money. Okay? I'm saying? Because after a while, you're just going to have a broken heart and broke pockets. You don't need all of that. Okay? You can't have a broke heart and a broke neck.
If you were a female,
now, if I would have said that, they would have came for me if I would have said that.
But that shows it's no growth, though.
Or a soccer player.
But that shows it's no growth. We've grown. We've matured. Everything is growing about us.
It's like the movie Sliding Doors. As a woman, you can make a decision. If somebody would have moved on, maybe she could have been happy somewhere else anyway.
Right.
But, you know, fortunately, you guys were able to maintain and make it work. But you never know. It's always a risk.
Well, if you'd have moved on, you would have been entitled to the 70% you get if we break up.
My goodness. Now, Charlamagne, it's a side note. If you were a woman, would you do soccer player or baseball player?
Definitely Major League Soccer. Not even close.
I don't think Major League is soccer.
Not Major League Soccer, but soccer. Them international boys.
Soccer, whatever.
Yeah, them
soccer.
Guys with them $400 million contracts.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is for a man, after a while, side vagina just, it's like the club. And you just get tired of being in the club. That's all. You know what I'm saying? And you enjoy staying at home, watching Netflix. That's what I'm going to be doing all weekend. I got a book signing tonight in Philly at the Barnes & Nobles on Walnut Street at 6 p.m. And when I come back, I'm watching Orange is the New Black Season 5 with the wife.
There you go.
Okay?
You know what I'm watching all weekend?
What?
Bachelorette.
There you go. Nobody got time for that.
All right.
That's all it boils down to. After a while, anybody got time for that.
Now, we got rules.
Being faithful is fun,
yeah,
guys.
We're going to talk about pop beef. We'll tell you what Taylor Swift just did to Katy Perry. Quite a chess move. Also, Bill Cosby will give you an update on what's happening in court.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Let's I wonder what Cavalier Warrior are going to come on the show next week. You know,
what
we,
you mean?
We always get somebody on the show once they get eliminated from the...
Oh, when somebody wins, yeah?
Yeah, or when they win. So I wonder which Cavalier Warrior are going to be here next week.
Who would you want to talk to?
I don't know. To be honest, I'm just wondering who's going to show up.
I'd love to talk to Durant.
Okay. Draymond was supposed to come here last year.
He was supposed to come last year.
He was supposed to come with Andre Iguodala.
Yeah, he was supposed to come. I'm sure he'll come.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Comey.
Who? It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee.
I didn't know you said Kobe a homie. who are you talking about?
The FBI director that was fired.
James Comey. I don't know. What did you say?
Donald Trump.
Not homie.
I don't know if you said, let's talk Kobe or let's talk to the homie. I'm like, what?
No. Now, former FBI director James Comey had his testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee. And everybody was wondering, what is Donald Trump going to say? And among the things that James Comey said was that he felt like the president lies a lot. Check it out.
What was it about that meeting that led you to determine that you needed to start putting down a written record?
First, I was alone with the president of the United States, or the president-elect, soon to be president. The subject matter, I was talking about matters that touch on the FBI's core responsibility and that relate to the president-elect personally. And then the nature of the person. I was honestly concerned that he might lie about the nature of our meeting, and so I thought it really important to document. That combination of things I'd never experienced before, but it led me to believe I got to write it down, and I got to write it down in a very detailed way.
Well, Donald Trump tweeted, despite so many false statements and lies, total and complete vindication, and wow, Comey is a leaker.
I just don't understand why James Comey didn't have that same energy when he was actually the FBI director. Like, if you felt that way, shouldn't you have resigned as opposed to getting fired?
I don't know. Maybe he felt he wanted to work within the system. He was just keeping a record of things. Who knew what he had?
So you're going to work within the system? You're going to work within the system with somebody you feel, with somebody that makes you uncomfortable, with somebody you feel that, I guess, isn't qualified for the job, and you're still going to work within the system?
Like, there's probably a lot of people that work in the White House that may not agree with the president.
I'm sure. I would guess. Yeah,
they haven't all resigned.
I just find it weird when they're so quick to speak out after they get fired.
I don't know that it was quick, but I do believe there was a lot of discrepancies, things happening behind the scenes that he felt like, I just want it to be honest, because he felt that Donald Trump was trying to discredit him and the FBI.
Exactly.
So I think that's why he felt like afterward he needed to say something.
Yeah, after you've been discredited. I mean, not that Donald Trump needs any help being discredited.
All right, now Taylor Swift versus Katy Perry. We talked about how Katy Perry, we all know the two of them don't really like each other too much, right? And Katy Perry has been very vocal about it as of late. And she said the reason why she felt like she had to speak on it, she said, I mean, I'm not Buddha. And this all happened because Taylor Swift did the song Bad Blood, and that song was about Katy Perry. And Katy Perry said, I'm not Buddha. Things irritate me. I wish that I could turn the other cheek every single time, but I'm also not a pushover, especially when someone tries to assassinate my character with little girls, as in her fans. That's so messed up. Well, Taylor Swift, in response, has posted, in celebration of 1989 selling over 10 million albums worldwide and the RIAA's 100 million song certification announcement, Taylor wants to thank her fans by making her entire back catalog available to all streaming services tonight at midnight.
Petty.
Is that significant? Well, she did that quote-unquote thank you to her fans at midnight on June 9th, which is the same time that Katy's Witness album was dropping.
I don't care about that white-on-white crime. I'm not checking for Katy Perry this go-around. Y'all know I'm a huge Katy Perry fan, but she didn't come to this show when she came in this building, and I'm petty, okay?
And she got a song with the Migos.
That's right. You got a song with the Migos and Nicki Minaj, and you don't come out of hip-hop station, but you go to the dance station and the pop station, but you don't come by here? Nope, not rocking with that.
That might not be her. That might be her record label.
And besides, SZA album is out today, okay?
That's right.
Control is out.
Shout out to my girl,
Drop
SZA.
One of Clues Mom.
Definitely
for SZA.
Pick up the SZA
Phenomenal album.
Album.
It's for the girl who got cuffed in the winter and got dumped right before summertime, and now you got a broken heart because of it.
All right, Bill Cosby. Now, during his trial, a Pennsylvania cop read aloud the transcript of his 2005 questioning, and that he thought that was going to be sealed, and nobody would ever get a chance to see that. Now, Bill Cosby denied that he ever took Viagra, and he also said he did not like intercourse. He said he gave Andrea Constant 1.5 tablets of Benadryl to relieve her tension. And that's when they started a makeout session in his mansion in Philadelphia. He said, we began to pet, touching, and kissing with clothes on. He said that she never objected when he slipped his hands under her clothing and fondled her breasts. And he also denied that she told him that the Benadryl made her feel paralyzed or unable to move any part of her body. He said he never intended to have full intercourse. He said he doesn't like intercourse. He just likes to pet and fondle and touch.
Bill, don't take Viagra.
That's what he said in this testimony.
Bill's still getting hard naturally?
No.
Bill, 103 years
He's
old?
He's not. No way.
I love to hear stories like that.
That's inspiring.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. I need that inspiration for the future. Bill don't use Viagra?
No.
All right. Well, In court by his side was Joe Torre, comedian and actor Louis Dix Jr. this time. So some people are going to
Drop
court.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Louis Dix Jr. Terrible time for you to show up, buddy.
His wife, by the way.
Terrible time for you to show up.
His wife, by the way, Camille Cosby, his wife of 53 years, has still not come and made an appearance by his side in court. Okay?
They said she will, though. They believe she will.
Who is this Louis Dix guy?
That's what you get about Louis Dix.
What is his role in this whole situation?
He's just showing his support for Bill Cosby.
So you have a guy named Louis Dix showing
Louis
support.
Dix.
Louis Dix showing support for Bill Cosby.
All right, enough with the Louis Dix stuff.
Louis Dix.
Whatever.
That's a designer penis. All right, what'd you call it in the beginning?
Called a Louis.
That's a designer penis.
All right, sorry.
Is All right. it the monogrammed?
I don't know if it's monogrammed. Let's get out of here. We're gonna get in trouble.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.